Welcome to Sankofa Radio, where we travel to the past before stopping here in the present on our journey into the future. I'm your host, Sundiata Ray Vaughn, with my main man, Oscar Donso. Tonight's topic is spiritual revolution or revolutionary suicide. Now, this is a very deep topic. When we're dealing with spiritual revolution, now, revolution is a word not to be taken lightly. And a lot of people use this word. And in using this word, there's serious connotations behind this word. A lot of people have died. A lot of people have been in prison, all in the name of revolution. There have been several successful revolutions or revolutionaries, and there have been several failed attempts. Now, when we're discussing a spiritual revolution, first and foremost, all true revolutions start within self. And when we deal with the spiritual, we deal with the internal, our thought processes, our way of thinking, our mind frame, our mentality, our attitude. And a revolution is a complete change, a total shift in the system. So a spiritual revolution is an inner change, an inner shift, a complete disposal of an old way, an old mentality, an old thought process, an old attitude, an old way of perceiving reality, perceiving the world, perceiving how we look at things. And this takes training. It takes coming into contact with a body of knowledge, an edifying and uplifting body of knowledge, which will propel you to seeing life different from seeing yourself different. A lot of leaders, religious leaders, spiritual enlightened beings who walk this earth started first with a spiritual revolution. And from the enlightenment, they went on to teach others, which brought about complete revolution. Like Gandhi, for instance. Gandhi was a man who went on a path of spiritual enlightenment, who learned how to discipline himself, to control what he ate, what he consumed, went on through a practice of a heart, niharta, which was nonviolence. And from this practice and from the vision of unity and seeing freedom, justice, and equality, he ended up changing his whole world, changing India, and throwing the Englishmen out of India, you know, through stern discipline and fasting and abstaining from foods. And we had men like Jesus and Prophet Muhammad, these great men who walked the earth, who all separated them. All of them had something in common. They separated themselves from the common man. And separating themselves and going into themselves and learning about their emotions and why they think the way they think, and transforming their thoughts into those more sublime, those more powerful, and those that's more conducive and productive. These men were then able to transpose those same methods that they used to people who are still going through the internal suffering and struggle. So once you develop spiritual revolution or complete shift or dynamic change within yourself, how does this relate to revolutionary suicide? Revolutionary suicide was a concept or idea or feeling that Huey P. Newton wrote about in his first book. It was actually called Revolutionary Suicide. And in this book, he depicts the life or the emotions and experiences that he felt. And as he traveled the journey of a revolutionist, he came across a lot of detractors, a lot of pessimism, or people who couldn't understand why he would put his life on the line when he developed the self-defense strategy and to walk around with guns and stand up to the police brutality or to police officers who were beating down unarmed black men, like how it goes on today. And he would approach these men with arms and he spoke of resistance, and he would tell these officers to leave this unarmed man alone, you know, and he was outspoken. But those who were close to him started to separate themselves from him and said that he was crazy and that, you know, he would kill him, he would die, you know, for his actions. And then, on another hand, he realized that as he became more strong in his passion to want to liberate his people, how some of those who were close to him had separated themselves. So it was like a part of him was, the old him was dying, or the people that they once knew was dead, you know, and he related that to this revolutionary suicide, meaning that he was putting his life on the line for revolution, or a part of him had died to those who once knew him, you know, for this revolution, sort of like the ultimate sacrifice. And as I see the two connecting, you have this spiritual revolution. Spiritual revolution first takes place within yourself. And there is a suicide, meaning sacrificing your own lower self, your own inner demon. And once you sacrifice your own inner demons, it's sort of like the crucifixion, where you are giving up that old self, that individualistic, that egocentric, that self-centered individual who only is concerned about material gain, satisfying your own lower base desires, and striving for attaining the higher goal, the higher wealth, which is seeing the liberation of your people, or seeing the freedom and justice and equality of your people. And once you attain these more lofty and more higher ideals, then it goes into the outer world, into how you can share this information with others. And when you embark upon this journey, when you embark upon this path of revolution, there will be consequences. There will be those who want to shut you down. There will be those who will separate themselves from you. It's a lonely journey, and only a few who are brave enough to travel this journey. When you speak about this spiritual revolution, and as it transposed over to revolutionary suicide, you realize that now your life is on the line, that taking the struggles for the suffering of others and embedded into your life, and that you're willing to die for this. But there, if we have anybody listening, you know, if you want to call in and add on, you can. You have several individuals in the past who experienced that. For instance, Mumia Abu-Jamal, who's been in prison now for over 40 years, 30 years, you know, a man who, upon gaining knowledge of himself, knowledge of the past, of history, who then went and put his life on the line through his writings, through his journals, and through broadcasting, and told about the struggles that we face, you know, all in the goal to uplift the people, all in the desire to see the liberation of his people, who, knowing full well the consequences of his actions, because even during that time, the police were beating people down and arresting men, arresting these freedom fighters and giving them fake charges and harassing them and breaking into their homes and pulling them over unjustifiably, planting guns in their cars and coming with all type of tricky, deceptive counter action to try to discourage these men. But they stayed strong, and they had a vision, and that was the suicidal aspect of revolution, as a complete rendering of your own security for the betterment of others. You know, we even seen this with Jesus, you know, subtracting all of the spookism from the story, and just dealing with the radical ideas and the militancy of Jesus. But we was dealing with a man who came amongst the people, and he put his life on the line because of what he taught. And what he taught was that God existed in all. And in teaching that, he knew he made himself a threat to the establishment, because the establishment had a system set up, and the system was only catered to benefit them. And so when you come with an idea or a message that will wake the people up to the realities of the system and how they are being exploited by the system, now you become a threat to the system. So they will want to take you down. And this will happen with all revolutionaries. This will happen to all those who put their life on the line for freedom, justice, and equality. It is a suicidal, but one thing about a hero is that a hero knows the danger involved and knows that his life can be, or her life can be, taken. And they do it anyway. You know, they do it anyway because they have that strong inner desire to want to change the world, to change the mind state of their fellow man. You know, so a spiritual revolution comes full circle into a revolutionary suicide, because as you change yourself, you also give yourself up for the betterment of the world. And we see that in all of nature. So if we have any callers, then you can call in now, you know, and add on. If not, you can continue to listen. Right?